Second de Souza, symbol of Muslim power, appointed Gaston Lord of Saragossa and adopted some of the masters, such as the beginning of the works of the Cathedral of San Salvador, known today as La Seo. The capitulations were drafted. However, the Muslims, fearful of reprisals, began to leave their homes to abandon the city. When King Alfonso heard about it, he took his horse and went to those who fled. "Halt!" the king said in powerful voice so that everybody could hear. He approached him, who seemed to guide them, and said, "What is your name?" "My name is Hassan, sir." "And what are you carrying inside the cart, Hassan?" Don Alfonso asked. "These are our humble belongings, sir. Please do not take them from us. It's the only thing we have," Hassan pleaded. "You have my word that I'm not going to take away anything that is yours. And if you want to leave, you're free to do so, even with your valuable objects and jewelry that you have hidden. So you can speak wherever you go of the generosity of the King of Aragon and Pamplona. Although I would like you to stay here, living in your homes and cultivating your lands in peace and harmony with Christians," said King Alfonso. "Thank you, sir," answered Hassan, moved by the generosity of the king. Then Hassan signaled the caravan to turn around and to return to the city again. After the first moments of confusion, the capitulation was finally signed. The Muslims could remain undisturbed, subject to the same taxes they had paid until then, preserving at all times their authorities and legislation. Also, for a year, they could continue in their homes, because after that time they would move to live in the Arrabal de Curtidores. Until then, the great mosque would remain in their power. Finally, those who wished to leave the city could do so without any problem. Most of the inhabitants decided to stay.